No, this is our time to make our mark on this earth. For all these humans, they better get ready. Because today will be the day they will be tested. And this is the day that we, the ones who will destroy mankind, will win this day forward. This is the message for all you human beings. Today we will be able to help mankind and to make sure that they understand the message that the Holy One is bringing to them. We will win because they will have the faith enough to believe that no one in this world has greater power than the Almighty Himself. So, get ready. This message is to all humans in this world. Be ready. It is time for the final battle between good and evil. I always wondered why the people in this earth do not understand the difference between life and death, between good and evil. I don't understand this. But from this day, I know that we have to make a change in this world. We all have to make that change. And if we make that change, then we would understand more about life. I feel as though that in this world we have to do something about this. I feel that we have the power and the strength enough to make something happen. This is our time. This is our life. This is the last day that we have on this earth to make it. I think as I begin in my journey, I feel as though that there's always two sides to everything. There's always your good side and your bad side. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe life is just here today and gone tomorrow. I don't know. I wish I did. Jay, I gotta tell you this. If you believe you can do it, then do it. This is your chance to make something with your life. Do it. This is your spiritual journey. I suggest you get out there and do it. Don't listen to what anyone says. Remember the message. This is the message. You have to have faith. Have the strength enough to do it. No, Jay, listen to me. Remember, J-Rock still cares about you. Go, do what you want to do, the way you want to do it, how you want to do it. Don't worry about the people in the world. Don't worry about their feelings. Don't worry about anything. Besides, I've come back for you anyway. And if you want to be with me and where I'm going, then do whatever you feel like. I suggest you give in to your desires, and then you'll be able to come and be with me for eternity. I don't know who should I listen to. I'm just so confused. Should I have the faith that I need to make it? Or should I just give in to my desires? J-Rock, if you're still out there, then I always did care about you, so I may wind up being with you, wherever you are in this life or next. People want to know the difference between heaven and hell. The difference is it's on earth if you think about it. If you're happy with what you're doing, then that's the feeling you get when you're in heaven. And if you feel miserable, or if you hate someone, if you try to kill someone, or if you feel guilty, then you know what hell feels like. And it's the choices we make that will always determine our place, where we live. It will determine if we'll be happy in this world, or it'll determine if we are slaves to hell. JJ will never understand, and he never will. So whatever he says, it doesn't mean a thing. Besides, why don't you give in to your desires? Give in to your feelings, what you want. There's nothing wrong with it. Besides, who says that the underworld is that bad? Who says that hell is always gonna be the place of torment? Take a second look. You never know what you'll find. You may always find a way out, if it's possible, because there's always going to be a long, hard road out of hell. That's the thing, people. Think about it. If you think about it, heaven is a place of worship. Heaven is a place of peace, kindness, love, everything. What JJ is talking about is real. Listen, people. Don't get the stories twisted. Don't think that your consequences don't have actions. Don't think you won't be judged for what you've done. Be kinder to others. Love others. Help one another. That is why you as human beings were designed to do those things. Think about it. Think about this, the love that you give to one another. Don't let J-Rock fool you. Think about this, if you want love, you have to give it. Peace, joy, whatever you have to do, do it to the best of your ability. This is your chance to make a difference, not in your own life, but in someone else's. Send out a helping hand. Feed those that are hungry, poor, that are helpless. This is our chance as the messengers of the Almighty One to bring to you as human beings to understand life. Do your best in any and everything that you do. This is your chance to make it into the kingdom where everything that you need is there with the arms wide open. This is your chance. Yeah, listen to that goody two shoes, Jay Wood. He would know. He was just like me. So he changed his life. Well, I tried that. It didn't work. So now, wherever I'm at, that was my decision I made. Besides, people, what is it gonna hurt when you give in to your own desires? When you believe that nobody really loves you, nobody cares about you? Who would? As human beings, think about it. If anyone did, wouldn't they show it? Wouldn't they care about you? Wouldn't they love you for who you are? But they don't, do they? They will never will love you. They will never care. They do not have the heart. So think about it. You want to help people, love them, give them a helping hand, For what? For them to spit on you? For them to hate you? For who you are? How you dress? The way you act? How you look? People don't care about the inside. They only care about the outside and how beautiful the outside is. Isn't that all that we care about in this world? The outside and not the inside. Does it really matter what's on the inside? It matters only what's on the outside. So why worry about love when you can have sex? Why worry about giving a helping hand when somebody will spit on you? Why give in to someone desires, which is far better, more, so much more. It's like an everlasting desire, so much more you can have if you give in to what you have to do. People, think about it. J-Rock, I'm always ready. Whenever you're ready. So let me know what I have to do. Do I have to walk that line? That spiritual line? Or can I be with you? Let me know what I have to do. And I'll do it to be with you. J-Rock, I'm always ready. Whenever you're ready. So let me know what I have to do. Do I have to walk that line, that spiritual line, or can I be with you? Let me know what I have to do, and I'll do it to be with you. You want to be with me, Jay? All you have to do is kill yourself. That's all you have to do. You can be with me together for eternity. Why? We'll do whatever we want, whatever time we have. We can enjoy our lives together. Wouldn't that be awesome? That's all you have to do to come with me. So come with me, and all your deepest desires will be taken care of. Because I love you. Just as much as you love me. And together, we will not have to worry about the judgment of others. So I encourage anyone to be with me. Do yourself a favor. Save your time and your energy. And just kill yourself. That's all it's about. Life is not worth living. If you cannot do whatever you want to do, the way you want to do it, how you want to do it. Do yourself a favor. And end it before it's too late. Why do you want to do that to yourself, Jay? Kill yourself? What point is it that you'd have to do that? Think about this. Think about people that love you, people that care. Don't do this. Don't take your life away. That's not the plan or the purpose of the Mighty One. The plan and the purpose was for you to love Him, for you to help others, for you to do what needs to be done. Death is just a part of life. It's a journey you go on. And in this journey, you will see there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And everything that you've done, the good things that you've done, the bad things that you went through, you'll understand the purpose of why you've done it. I feel as though everybody in the world needs to learn to love, to care. Never think that life is not worth living. Because it is. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new journey. All you have to do is take that step and move on. This is life. And He's going to give you more abundantly. Do what needs to be done. And remember, all he asks is that you feel is, fill your heart with love. Your heart must be filled. It must be filled with his love. Read his words. Remember his name. Do what you have to do because you love him. Don't destroy yourself because of someone who does not like you. No man in this world will like anyone. They will not like the clothes you wear, the food you eat. They will not like the way you look, who you are. But it does not matter. If you were not created the way the Almighty One has created you, then what is the purpose of you not living when life is full and it's abundant and it's worth living? And each day a new sun comes out. Each day life is always gonna be good, and the good things that will happen to you, and bad, and the things that happen to you for a reason, it's always for a reason. Remember those words and you'll make it. Jay, always remember that you have to live. You have to do what needs to be done. Never give up. People never give up in this world. Jay Wood is right. We can't give up. If we always listen to what J-Rock says, we'll always feel down. We'll always feel depressed. We'll always feel angry. And bitterness and hatred will rob us. Take this journey. Not just with you. Take it with me. Take this journey as we go on a journey. This is our journey. Our spiritual journey in life. And all we're trying to do is make it. That's it. We're just trying to make it. It's life. We have to make use of the resources we have. We have to do something. We can do it. All we have to do is try. I don't think it matters to anyone. I'm gone. And I have to go. This time I have to leave. I'm gonna meet J-Rock, and together we can rule this place together, and I know we can, and be together and forever. And there's nothing that nobody can do to stop me. So I have to go. That's it, Jay. Get ready to come. Go to the nearest building. All you got to do is find a gun, a rope, shoot yourself, hang yourself, and together we will be as one as we should be. That's all you have to do. Do it, and I'll be waiting to pick up your soul as it was meant for us to be. And then finally you will see what I see, the real deal in life. Jay, think about what you're doing. Don't do it. I know you want to do it, but just don't do it. Just let me tell you something. Hold on. If you hold on, everything will be alright. Just hold on. I know everything will be alright. Don't listen to what Jay would say. Besides, why do good deeds? Why do anything to help someone? Be selfish. Help yourself. Do what must be done. And then you understand my point of view. Besides, you have to understand my point of view. As a messenger, if I could help only one, if I could help someone, I think I've done what needed to be done. I think I had to do what must be done. Death is only a journey. That's all it is. I hope To this day, we understand. I think as I find out that Jay had no longer been with us anymore, he is no longer.